This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Susan Nguyen. First name is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-U-N, Nguyen. Address, date of birth, 2/15/1997. This letter is being written to Dr. Deng Fan. First name is Deng, D-U-N-G, last name is Fan, P-H-A-N, Fan. Address 1693 Flanagan Drive, Suite 100, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-3881. Fax number 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Deng Fan, D-U-N-G, last name Fan, P-H-A-N, Fan. Thank you for asking me to see this 27-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Susan has been getting recurrent hives with occasional lip swelling since March 24th. Period. Hives are generally all over and they are quite pruritic. Period. There is minor lip swelling. Period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, throat tightness, coughing, wheezing, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis. Period. There is a history of minor nasal congestion and sneezing, possibly attributable to springtime rhinitis. Period. Susan is a nurse by profession and is experiencing some stress. Period. She has taken number 1 Claritin, number 2 Zyrtec, number 3 used Kenalog cream, and these medications have been helpful. Period. Most of these hives last for less than 24 hours and are not painful. Period. There is no associated bruising, and overall she seems to be doing quite well. Period. There is no history of any asthma. Period. There are no other obvious exacerbating factors. That might predispose her to have hives. Period. There is history of minor eczema of hands for which some lotions are used. Period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 27-year-old who had a minor hives on her hands, and I was able to view some hives on a cell phone, and there were quite a few episodes of hives recorded on cell phone, mostly involving her arms and abdomen, and at one time there was a minor lip swelling. Period. She displayed significant dermatographism. Period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms. Period. She was quite appreciative of all the information that was provided. Period. New paragraph. Skin testing revealed mild reaction to walnut tree, ryegrass, and cats. And this was discussed with her, and I don't believe any one of them is really contributing to hives. Period. These positive results on skin testing are really more likely to explain her rhinitis symptoms. Period. New paragraph. I suggested her to take one Allegra tablet every day, and that has been quite helpful. Period. However, there are some breakthrough hives, and I'm recommending that she increase to 2 tablets every day. Period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of dermatographism and hives, and told her that she could certainly increase her Allegra dose to 4 tablets daily if required. Period. Susan was period. My final diagnosis: number 1, urticaria; number 2, mild angioedema; number 3, dermatographism; number 4, mild allergic rhinitis. My treatment plan: increase Allegra to 2 tablets daily and follow up if necessary. Period. And I think Susan should do quite well and probably will not require any second line treatment for management of this problem, period. It was a pleasure taking care of Susan, and I'm hopeful. It was a pleasure taking care of Susan Nguyen, period. I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Susan Nguyen. Thank you.